Side B. Written by Asuka Kureru. Read by Opalsong. Fandom Homestuck. Rating Teen and Up. Category Gen. Also tagged for Pesterlog and mentions of street harassment. Part 2 of the Covalent Bonds series. Recorded for Hananobira for ITPE 2016. Author's notes. Meanwhile, on the internet, takes place during Covalent's second chapter. Twin Armageddon's T.A. is no longer idle. T.A. Guess what I found? A.C. T.G. or boy T.T.'s hive? A.C. guesses. C.G. It had better be a douche in shades. T.A. It's... T.A. It's... T.A. Two douches in shades. AC, lucky. CG, you included or? TA, har har har, KK. TA, ran into DV on the street. He'd seen DR's hive too. Met a few blocks off it. CC, goggle smile. Congratulations. AC, Mew? The kitty says, confused. Congratulations about what? She asks, scratching her head. T.A. Yeah, thanks, FF. All I wanted for 12th Peregrine Thieve. T.A. The good news is they're definitely each other's crew. T.A. The bad news is, so am I. C.G. How terrible! I fully sympathize with the immense traumatism of having an obnoxious nook pimple in stupid eyewear and a regrettably biased appreciation of his own voice as a hate friend. CG. How well do I know this terrible pain? TA. Blah, 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 shut up. Anyway, we're all three safely at the Earth ATM and... TA. I am witnessing the most pornographic cuddle shush ever. We're talking mutual nose and neck and everything. T.A. Almost enough to get me all fluttered, yawn. A.C. A.C.'s gaze sharpens and she stalks through the bushes, nostrils flaring to catch the scent of her prey. A.C. In her clawed paw is held the pale crayon. C.C. I thought for humans it was more of a genetic close match thing. Maybe as an adaptation to kelp spread their genome? It wouldn't kelp if they krilled each other right and left, right? AC. Aw, you're taking all the fun out of it. Frown. AC regretfully lowers her crayon hand. TA. Huh. DV's purring. AC. Grin! TA. Someone save me. CG. Cherub fuck on a celestial pogo stick. Will you fucking lay off the salacious live blogging already? CG. We get it. They're about to swoon into the closest pile and tenderly take off each other's shades. Now stop violating their privacy and the sanctity of our think pans before I vomit mine out. CC. Ha 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 ha. Big grin. Their shades, you say? AC. Cece is right. AC can't help but notice that CG has visualized it. TA, you got a fantasy you want to talk to us about, KK? TA, if so, please don't. CG, I hate all of you in an entirely pale-free way. AC, okay, that's furry deprived. CC, I concur. Shocked goggle face. TA, le gasp. CG, not that oh, you know what? Just shut up. Break them up. Ask them for a status report. Get them the fuck online. Chop chop. TA, aw, you want me to interrupt such a sweet display? You heartless monster. TA, DR just vowed to hunt down and murder the creeper that dared to profane DV's innocent tush, subvocal snarl and all. AC, kitty grin! CG, wait, someone did what to Dave? TA, none of your business, and it's handled. TA, DV's rust is all. TA, and lives in my town. TA, creepers happen. AC, big frown. CC, you mean that there really are people like that out there? I thought it was Ancha movie thing. TA, CG. TA, FF honey, you live in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. Where would you even meet creepers? CG, let us not mention the gills either. Even if you went around Hemo Anonymous, who the fuck would grope a sea troll? CG, apart from someone whose only possible path to fame would be to get their ugly mug on Best 50 Messy Deaths of the Sweep. AC, frown. CG, it's not that bad. I'm sure he's fine. Don't you dare keep up the sad meow beast eyes. TA, yeah, I agree. Just... TA, would you guys pretend I didn't tell you? I'm pretty sure he won't like knowing we gossiped about it. CG, all right, I promise. AC, promise too. I won't tell. Cross my heart and hope to die, the huntress says, furry seriously. TA, gonna erase that part of the logs. BRB. CG, well, who's still missing, apart from John Douchewagon Egbert? Anyone seen Kanaya? CC, yeah, she was online 6 hours ago. Pretty swamped and undead. But it's not like she wouldn't go straight back to Rainbow Drinkerhood if she died again. CG, maybe she wouldn't, actually. What if it was a function of the game, like Silidexes and Strife Specify, and now that the game is over, it'll stop working? AC, I'm furry sure Rainbow Drinkers have nothing to do with games and programs and technology and stuff, and everything to do with very fleshy gut and nerve parasites. Grossed face. CG, oh, ugh. CG, you sure? AC, there are still zombies prowling around outside, and it's kind of the same thing, so... Garden Gnostic, GG, joined the memo! CG, okay, good. Kanaya bought herself yet another extra life somehow. Some people hoard all the luck, I swear. GG, hi guys! Any news? Big grin! CG, Harley, still alive since yesterday, I see. AC, GG! The huntress yowls in greeting. It's nice to see you! GG, the she-wolf trots up to the cat and licks her nose in greeting. Smile! AC, heh heh. CG, oh please spare me the saccharine predator beasts. I have pretend rolled up newspaper and a spray water bottle and I will pretend use them. CG, what have I been reduced to? GG, don't make me pretend pee on your leg, Mr. Grumpy Pants. GG, hi Feppery, hi Solix, big grin. So did anyone else get online while I was sleeping? T.A. RX finally found a steady signal. We're triangulating to get her location, and I'm standing literally 5 steps away from DR and DV ATM. GG. Oh my god, Dave is here? GG. Why is he not online? Get him the fuck online 2 minutes ago, Captor! T.A. We're kind of busy IRL right now. GG. Oh, gee, let me rephrase. GG. Get him the fuck online now before I teleport to where you guys are and strangle him. GG. I will totally strangle you next. Don't try me. CG. CC. Ha 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 ha. Big grin. TA. Yes, ma'am. T.A. P.S. Don't try to teleport to where we are. That is a really big number of miles. And also, you will die. I'm serious. T.A. No one knows psychic burnout like I do, and you would explode your think pan. Guaranteed. G.G. I'll give it another minute. Unimpressed face. C.C. Shush, shush. He's safe now. Just a little more patience, Jade. GG. Okay, fine. AC. Kitty grin! GG. If the Huntress goes to update her wall, the Wolfress will hunt her down to bite her right on the rump. AC. Shocked face. CC. Shocked face. GG. Crap. That wasn't black flirting. No making shocked faces. It was not black flirting at all. Turntech Godhead, TG, joined the memo. Tamis testified, TT, joined the memo. TG, sure it wasn't Harley. TG, sure it wasn't. GG, Dave, big grin, you're okay. TG, all that belief infusing my body, I'm about to barf. Communion wine, no wait, NVM, that's from the hookers from last night's party. GG, and Dirk, hi Dirk! TT, nice to see how I rate. Hey Jade. GG, raspberry face! GG, I'm so glad to see you guys, you have no idea! GG, now go back out of the room, and when you come back in, pretend you did not read that. Embarrassed face. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!